Hello, hello everyone. I hope everyone is doing well. Today is March 5th, and I'm so happy this podcast is still happening. I'm still interested in doing it. And I've had such a busy weekend doing all kind of foodie things at the Charleston Food and Wine Festival. And I came in today after being at the beautiful riverfront event venue. And it just makes me so proud to be back in my ancestral home, one of my ancestral homes, Charleston, South Carolina. Today I have one reading, and I'm so excited to do this one because it's for a young man named Zion. That is what his screen name is going to be for the purposes of this reading. And what's so special about this reading that you will hear later is that it was booked by his mom, who is one of my favorite people. And I normally do not read children, but I was like, you know what? Why not? For a birthday, why not? These are the things we need to do for our children. And I'm going to give a piece of advice for anyone who is raising a child and is into astrology. One of my favorite, I don't know if it's called a star or if it's not a planet, but I'll call it something celestial. I don't know what it's called, but it's called Chiron. Chiron. And I've written about Chiron and how once I learned about my Chiron, how amazing and accurate it was, and how it opened up a whole new portal of possibilities for me as an adult. And I kept saying to myself, man, I wish that my mother and father knew about Chiron when I was born. And I think a lot of people would love to know about your mission work when you're a young person. And I know that Zion's mom is probably looked up his Chiron by now. But his reading is going to be strictly done just like I do everyone else's. And because he's the only one, I will probably give him a little extra messaging as well. So if you know how to look up your child's chart, I recommend you look up Chiron. And there, I use an app called, what's the name of this app? Time Passages. And it has been so eye-opening. And I recommend any parent take a look at it and see. So I think it's so interesting. I'm listening to Bob Marley right now while I'm doing this because his name made me think of the Bob Marley song. Let's see, Iron Lion Zion. And then I'm talking about Chiron. So there's a lot of uns going on here today. Maybe that's what I'll name this podcast. Iron Lion Zion Chiron. Yeah, that sounds cool. Maybe we'll see. I'm really interested in seeing what the cards are going to say for him today. So please join me and listen in on my very first reading for a young person. And let's see what the cards have to say, shall we? See you on the other side in the outro. Toodles. You're listening to the Hungry Medium Podcast Show. I'm your host, Kat Niambi. Here's what I've been thinking about lately. Let's get it on and pop it. Happy birthday! Happy birthday, Zion. I am so honored, I think is the word I want to use, to offer you this reading, gifted to you by your mom. And it looks like you'll be 9 years old in a couple of days. And what's so amazing about that is the number 9 is my favorite number. So I think it's so cool that your mom knew how comfortable I would be in doing a reading for you for your 9th birthday. And I decided to use the Cosmic Creatures deck. It's a really fun deck that will identify an animal, a cosmic creature that they are saying would probably be an animal or creature that you should emulate a little bit this year. And that's why I picked out the deck for you, because this might be a fun activity to find out all about this animal that I'm going to pull from the deck. And I and Spirit are going to give you a description of this animal. And I also, because you are my soul reading today, my S-O-U-L reading today, I'm also going to add a bonus card, okay? And it's going to be a crystal that I'm going to pull for you. And we're going to see if this animal and this crystal, with having this sort of combination of tools in your toolbox, can help you flourish and be everything you want to be moving forward. So the card that I pulled for you today out of the Cosmic Creatures deck is the beaver. That's interesting. Let's see what comes out to me in the book from said deck. And let's see what they're saying about the beaver. I get a good feeling about this. The beaver is about inventiveness, tenacity, and engineering. You always see beavers building things. So I'm going to read this for you, and then I'm going to provide you with a synopsis. The book says, when there's a will, there's a way. The beaver displays a burst of creativity and an upbeat persistence that cannot be dampened. These creatures are industrious in their movements and incredibly resourceful natural builders, using anything from rocks to trees to branches to vegetation and even mud to construct their dams. I have a feeling, I'm going to pause here for a moment. I don't know. Spirit is telling me this is your thing. Like, you are a builder. You probably have like constructor sets around, putting things together in your mind, maybe drawing technical specs for robots or something of that nature. They are engineers of their environment, able to carry a project out from blueprint to 3D model. The beaver aids you in seeing a project through to completion and encourages you to rely on your wits for guidance when you're lacking resources. You know what that means? Okay. It's saying that you don't always have to have the resources in hand. You can come up with ideas to obtain the resources or just shift the way you want to complete the project, okay? Be creative. As you envision your finished product, how can you reinvent the wheel and put your own spin on it? You see what I'm saying? The beaver gives you tenacity, follow through, and ingenuous problem solving. When you're feeling stuck, Zion, summon the beaver to guide you with precision and diligence, allowing you to identify your blocks so you can break through your personal dams. This is amazing. This is about you being a problem solver. My question is, do you struggle with that? Do you struggle sometimes with solving problems? Maybe you get a little upset if things don't come to you easily because you sound like a genius child to me. I know a genius child when I hear about one. And what they're saying to me is that you're very smart. Your mom knows it. Everybody around you knows it. And I think you know it too, Zion. I think you know it too. Be proud. Be like the beaver, okay? Draft your plans. If there's something you're trying to put together, take your time. Be patient. There's no rush. There's no pressure. You can get it done within the deadline. Don't create deadlines for yourself that are unreachable or unreasonable. You have plenty of time. They want you to know that you have plenty of time. Gather all your resources. Gather all your creativity. Put these things together at your own speed, at your own God-given pace. What I wanted to do for you today is to pull a crystal card that will help you when you're feeling maybe frustrated. You know, sometimes you get frustrated. It's so interesting that I thought of naming this segment, this particular episode, Iron Lion Zion Chiron. But that iron part is really speaking to you as a builder, as you, somebody who can construct things. Your imagination is your biggest, biggest asset. And so, Zion, I wanted to pull this card for you. What they're saying is a good stone for you to have. Wow. Ooh, is the sunstone. This stone looks like the sun, and it represents leadership, confidence, and freedom. I wanted to pause here and let your mom know that the song that is playing in my ear now is the Hadi Om song. And she knows that when this song is playing, they're about to drop some serious knowledge on you. The sunstone shines bright, igniting willpower underneath the sun's rays. A stone of leadership, sunstone gives you the courage to step out on your own, and to dare to make a difference. Radiating warmth and vitality, sunstone brings confidence to the beholder and is known to bring good luck. Mom, you know you're going to have to go out and get the stone, right? Fortuitous in nature, sunstone brings out your natural talents. Oh, what were we just talking about? It's going to allow you to shine like the star you are. Sunstone helps fulfill karmic contracts, alleviating pressures around a sense of purpose and fulfillment. Oh my God. Listen, Zion. You have plenty of time, honey. Okay? This is basically a crystal that's going to help you know that you can have patience and that you will be the leader you want to build be. It's going to provide you with confidence because you've got all the tools. You don't need to be nervous about not fulfilling your purpose. This is about abundance. Woo, honey. Yes, mom, you heard that? Abundance. Abundance will flow once you nurture your gifts. Whoa, honey. If you were wondering, I guess I'm talking to mom now. If you were wondering about your son, honey, he's about to, and you knew this already. I think you just wanted him to hear it from someone who doesn't know him. But I want to now. What's he gonna build? I need to know. You know, we need our builders, honey. We need our engineers, our people who are problem solvers. How are we gonna keep this world going? Keep it going strong for the next generations. Whoa, I hear such great things about you, Zion. And I hope that you found this reading helpful. Remember the beaver. Remember the sunstone. You're going to do it. I'm so happy for you. I'm so happy for this magical number 9. It's a magical year. And I hope you live it in gratitude. And happy birthday again. Happy birthday to you. I'm like that Staples commercial. Now that was easy. That was easy, but it was a good read, man. Woo, child. If only I knew to go to a psychic medium when my kids were little. Would have solved everything, darling. Everything. They turned out okay, by the way. With or without a psychic medium, they gonna be all right. Okay? Yeah, people. That reading I did was so cute. Oh my gosh. That was so cute, if I should say so myself. I hope, because this was a short one, that you all had the opportunity to listen from the intro to the actual reading and to this outro. His mom, she's wise. Wise woman. I don't know if I want to do any others, but this was a special one. And I've never met her son. I never met him before, but I want to meet him now. He sounds like cool people, you know? And I think it's beautiful, she asked for me to do this reading for his birthday. So I'm not going to keep y'all, you know? I had a great time at the Food and Wine. I came home, I cut up some onions and some leftover cucumbers and radishes, and I just pickled them. Doing a quick pickle, you know, you take the hot water, you gotta put hot water, sugar, salt, and vinegar in a pot. One part water, one part vinegar. Sugar, I don't know how many parts to that. I'll say less, I don't know. Depends. So it's 2 cups vinegar, 2 cups water, 1/3 cup sugar, and 2 tablespoons of salt. And I can't wait to try that. I'm not probably going to eat any regular food because I just ate a lot at the Food and Wine Festival, even though the lines were long. I have a lot to say about that festival. Maybe I'll do a separate Food and Wine Festival discussion, but maybe I'll go live and talk about it just for a bit. But I'm grateful to have gone. I'm grateful to have had the experience. Always good to know different things going on here in Charleston, South Carolina. And it's always nice to meet my people, the Uber drivers, great locals. If you want to meet locals, get in an Uber in that town. And they'll tell you everything there is to know. Met some great people. I'm meeting more and more people here, which is great, on the food scene. That's my scene, you know? So thank you for listening, everyone. Check me out on IG. I'm trying to come up with new stuff for my stories and my lives. And stay away from TikTok. I've done my anthropological research over there. And I recommend you stay away from TikTok, TikTok, TikTok. TikTok and you do stop. That's all I gotta say. Shoot. Anyway, see you guys next week. Hopefully we'll have some people with some birthdays. Haven't been promoting it that much. So if we skip a week, you know why. But I love doing it and I hope it continues. So see you guys when I see ya. Toodles!
You've been listening to the Hungry Medium podcast show, hosted and produced by Kat Nyambi. Music written and produced by Oladare Bernard. For information on this podcast and other content, visit us at thehungrymedium.com. Please subscribe to this podcast on Apple and follow us on Spotify. May we always aspire to be divinely fed.